This is Johnny B. Truant from the Self-Publishing Podcast. You're listening to the Practical Defense Podcast, where paranoia does more than just give you hypertension.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to staying safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I'm your host, Alex Haddix, and this is episode 246, Emotional Control. Keeping your emotions in check during a conflict is critical in achieving a positive outcome. Emotional responses, especially anger, cloud judgment, and usually result in poor outcomes. People say and do things in the heat of the moment that they usually regret later. The surest way for a conflict to reach crisis and spin out of control is for both sides to lose emotional restraint. Maintaining personal control over emotions during a conflict allows for better control of the situation and, to some degree, the other individual. In a potential self-defense situation, you want to be in control, not the person being manipulated. There's a marked lack of control when a person's angry. It's to the advantage of the attacker if the defender or opponent is angry. The angry person, partially because of adrenaline, loses fine motor control, vision becomes overly focused and narrow, and movements become overly exaggerated. Emotion overrules logic. So you can't see as well, think as well, or move as well. That makes you vulnerable. These types of mind games are used all the time in sports. It's sometimes called smack talk, and it's used strategically to unbalance or distract opponents, even in sports such as baseball, basketball, soccer, and football. I witnessed it in martial arts tournaments where one combatant would go so far as to stick his tongue out at an opponent to insult and antagonize him. If the opponent fell for it, he would rush in to wipe it off his face and fall right into a trap. Point red. Outside of sporting events, we want to prevent reaching crisis and diffuse the situation. Here are some warning signs that the person you're dealing with is starting to lose control. A raised voice. Yelling is never good communication. The voice pitch goes up a few octaves. Cursing and using profanity. Constriction of the pupils. Rapid, shallow breathing. Even clenching the hands into fists. If you pick up on these signs, you're losing the person and need to shift tactics, or you might have a problem on your hands. The surest way to push the escalation upward, which is the wrong direction, is to respond in kind. Keep your voice calm, remain pleasant, and keep your body language neutral. Demonstrate to the other person that you hear and understand their perspective. Many times the person just needs to blow off steam and violence can be avoided. Finally, do not let someone else get you angry. Expert manipulators can work people like puppets. They may not verbally attack you directly, but rather insult your family, heritage, spouse, parent, children, company, economic status, religion, or job. They will seek out your hot button and start pressing it as hard as they can. If they can unbalance you, they have the advantage. Just don't fall for it. Control your breath, control your emotions, and you will be better able to control the situation and steer the conflict towards a positive outcome. And that will do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. If you're thinking about a career in private security in California, we have a fully accredited and fully online program. We have the best material and the lowest prices. Visit our website at security.palladium-education.com for all the details. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@palladium-education.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense Tip or Comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
Gun Rights Radio Network has the best pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun rights podcast available on the net. The podcasts are absolutely free when subscribing using iTunes or Zoom Marketplace. Or if you want, you can just listen from the website. Make sure you visit GunRightsRadio.com to subscribe. Podcasting freedom, one episode at a time.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast at palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you. The Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.